This is the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast with Mike Kinnett and Ryan Herbert of Prostatus Financial, now celebrating 20 years helping families build successful retirements and lasting family legacies. Mike is a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's degree in tax and four-time Amazon best-selling author. Ryan is a five-star wealth management award winner and top-ranked financial advisor by Forbes. Now the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast.
Mike Kinnett is a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's degree in tax. Ryan Herbert is a financial and tax planner and five-star wealth management award winner. At your side, in your corner, ready to help you to and through retirement. My name is also Mike, different Mike, and we're glad that you're with us today talking about you and your retirement. We're going to get into taxes and how tax-friendly are we here in Maryland. This is interesting. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, we all know him, is looking for a place to put his new data center. And now he's looking for a state that has favorable tax treatment. Listen to this. Listen to what he had to say.
Look at Tennessee right now, fastest growing city in America, Nashville, winner state, good policy, competitive taxes. You've got to start thinking about this in the context of winners and losers. New York, mega loser state.
Then you look at Amazon. Jeff Bezos moving to Florida could save him about $6 million in taxes. At Prostatus, you guys obviously have offices here in the Maryland, D.C. area, but also in Florida. How tax friendly are we here in Maryland for retirees?
So Maryland is not, you know, honestly, it's not the best for retirees. It's not a very retiree tax friendly state. They tried passing some laws and it didn't really work out that well. And now there's just a small $1,000 tax credit. And then there's some stuff if you have a pension that kind of helps you out there, but your Social Security counts against you from that manner. But, you know, there are other states out there, you know, like Kevin O'Leary said, you know, Tennessee is one of the couple states out there that doesn't have a state income tax. There's
Have
Alaska.
You been there lately? Nashville?
I've been to Nashville. You know, I'm fortunate enough that, my brother-in-law is a really good friend with a newer music artist out there who's kind of making waves in the country music world, Jackson Dean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's we go out there and see him kind of whenever he's back in Nashville doing shows in Nashville because he's traveling the world. We go back there. But, yeah, it's crazy down there. There's so much explosion, so much growth down there.
The growth is just amazing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I mean, I know we have a lot of travelers that go down to Nashville. And as he mentioned, I mean, Nashville has just changed. If you haven't been there in a while, it's a whole new city.
Yeah. So, you know, Tennessee is one of those tax-free income states. There's Alaska, there's Nevada, there's South Dakota, Texas, Washington State, Wyoming. And then, of course, Florida. You know, the reason that Mike and I have our office in Florida is because we really saw a lot of our clients leaving Maryland. They want to do that snowbird thing. Not so much for the tax aspect of it. That was kind of one of the factors to it. But, you know, they wanted to go down there for the warmer weather. And so Mike and I have clients all over Florida from Jacksonville all the way out in the Panhandle. We have our two offices there. We have the office in Orlando, Florida, and then we have our office out on the East Coast in Melbourne, Florida. And, you know, so really, if you start with us here in Maryland, you decide that you want to move to Florida, we have you covered from the offices there. And even if you decide to move to one of the other states or, you know, anywhere throughout the U.S., I know Mike and I have clients in probably 40 of the 50 states that are out there. With Zoom being what it is and email and technology being what it is, leaving us as clients, leaving the state is not a deal breaker for us. Mike and I work with our clients all over the country, but it really is. The purpose of the conversation here is to talk about taxes. You know, taxes are such a huge part of financial planning. One of the things that makes Mike and I different, you know, whenever you go in and you sit down with a financial advisor, they're going to talk to you about the investments. They're going to talk about returns. Here's how much better my returns are than what your current person is doing, or here's how much better my returns are than what, you know, you're doing yourself. And that's a conversation that, you know, you will have with every single financial advisor, financial planner, whatever they call themselves, when you go into their office. What makes Mike and I different is that is a very small part of the conversation because, you know, income is the biggest one. Number one, we want to make sure that you have the income covered no matter what happens. Then we talk about, all right, now, so if we've taken care of income, here's how everything can be invested. You can be as aggressive as you want to be or as conservative as you want to be. But let's go back to the income. Now that we've made sure that you have the income that you need, how can we make it as tax efficient as possible. How can we put a tax plan in place to make sure that you're keeping as much of your money as you should? You don't want to lose 20 to 30% to taxes just because you did not have a conversation with someone who understands the tax ramifications about your investments. And if you're not having conversations with your financial advisor about taxes, or you're asking them about taxes and they're saying, go talk to my CPA friend, go talk to my accounting friend, he'll help you out with taxes. Visit us on the web at thesavvyinvestorradio.com. We will put together your very own customized tax strategy for you and your family to hopefully get you down to that wonderful, magical 0% tax bracket.
And when you do, thesavvyinvestorradio.com, click on the tax analysis, tax planning button, and that will get you to Mike, Ryan, Lawrence, and Catherine's Calendly page. That way you have control when you meet the team at ProStatus and get started on that tax strategy. Again, that's thesavvyinvestorradio.com. It's a Savvy Investor Radio show and podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching us on YouTube as well. Last year, you guys did a town hall there at your Towson office. And one of our listeners came in and she was pretty upset at the fact that she'd worked hard her entire life. And I think what she says echoes with a lot of people watching and listening. She's glad that she was able to work, but she just didn't want to pay unnecessary taxes. That's the thing that she just, you could tell her blood was boiling with that. And that also seems to be one of the big pain points that, a lot of our listeners and viewers always are asking you guys about. But Ryan, you and Mike say that if we don't do anything, we stand to lose 20 to 30%. On our retirement money if we don't do anything. And that's just the taxes. Forget about the market. That's that seems insane to me. And a lot of people are feeling that way as well.
Yeah, that's, you know, if you don't have a plan for taxes, the government has a plan for your taxes. They're going to take as much as they possibly can from you. And there's hundreds of stories of people trying to do this themselves, all of a sudden deciding that they want to take money out of their IRA or their 401k, not thinking about the ramifications that it has on their tax return. All of a sudden, it's triggering more of their Social Security to become taxable. All of a sudden, their Medicare premiums are going up. And it's one of those things that nobody ever thinks about in retirement. All people ever think about when you're thinking about retirement and planning for retirement is making sure that I have enough money, saving enough money, getting me to my magical $1 million number or whatever the number is. I want to get to that number, but nobody ever thinks about, okay, I only own 70 to 75% of this money because the government owns 25 to 35% of my money in retirement. So if you have $1 million inside of your IRA, realistically, the government owns $250,000 of that money. And they are going to take that if you don't put a tax plan in place. And that's one of the things that nobody ever thinks about. Every financial advisor talks about the investments. Here's how I can change the investments. Here's how I'm better than, you know, whatever you're doing. What Mike and I are showing you is, yeah, we're going to talk about the investments. We're talking about the income. But now that we've created your plan for income, now that we've made sure that you have the money that you're never going to outlive, let's make it as tax efficient as possible. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Lawrence and I were meeting with some prospective clients up in our Towson office. And, you know, they were both regular public workers. They did not work for the government. They didn't have pensions. So when we were looking at their income in retirement, the only thing that they were having coming in retirement that they knew for sure was going to be there, and air quotes, for sure was going to be there, was Social Security. But that's a different conversation altogether. So, you know, for them, they had about $1.5 million inside of all their various accounts. They had some Roth accounts. They had a non-IRA account, and then they had their 401k accounts. With Social Security, they were bringing in, you know, right around $4,000 a month between the two of them. And then they needed to spend another $3,000 a month out of their investments to have about $7,000 a month in retirement. And we show them, by doing nothing, by just putting an income plan in place, you're going to have the money that you need to have. We just take some of the money from your nest egg. We set that aside for income and you'll have the money. Over your lifetime, you're going to pay, I want to say it was like $4.5 million in income taxes over their lifetime by having no tax plan in place.
Wow.
It's a huge number, but that's kind of what it was looking like for them. Then we also showed them when you pass away by having no tax plan in place, your kids are probably going to pay on top of that 4.5 that you've paid. If laws don't change, the kids are going to pay an additional $750 to $1.2 million in taxes. So almost, what's that? 4.5 plus 1.2, you know, $5.7 million in income taxes over their lifetime and the kids' lifetime. And then we showed them, look, if we put this tax plan in place, if we start our tax plan now and start doing Roth conversions over the next 7 to 8 years, instead of paying $4.5 million, you're going to pay $1.7 million in income taxes.
Big difference.
But it's a huge difference. The magical thing that's happening is once we get past that eighth year, once we're done doing our Roth conversions, once we've paid our taxes, all of a sudden they go from 22% taxes down to 0% income taxes. And they stay there for the rest of their lives, for another 30 years at 0%. If all of a sudden tax rates go up, I don't care because you can't pay tax on zero. And we do this by structuring the investments properly, making sure you have investments inside the right vehicles, and understanding the tax ramifications of everything that we're doing. That is the most important part of financial planning, I think, is working with advisors who understand the tax ramifications. Because what good is it that you've saved and scrimped your entire life just to give 20 to 30% back to the government at the end?
If you are listening on the podcast, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can go to the savvyinvestorradio.com. Again, that's the savvyinvestorradio.com. Click on the tax planning analysis button, and that'll get you on the Calendly page. That way you have control over that appointment when you want to meet with the family at Pro Status to help you with your taxes in retirement. Ryan, thanks again for your time, man. As always, though, bud, you get us out.
This is Ryan Herbert. Thank you so much for listening to the Savvy Investor Radio Show and podcast. And we will see you, the Savvy Investor, next week.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Financial Advisors Group, a registered investment advisor. Insurance licensed in Maryland. ProStatus Financial Advisors Group, LLC is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if ProStatus Financial Advisors Group is licensed in your state, please call 410-863-1040. ProStatus Group, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through representatives of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group.